Are you incorporating superfoods into your daily AM and PM and even afternoon snack rituals? Well, Organifi makes it so incredibly easy. Use promo code BB for 20% off of your order of Organifi products. These are incredible, non-GMO, glyphosate residue-free superfood products with added adaptogens. And I am obsessed with the Harmony Cacao Mix in my morning coffee and also the green juice in original as like a morning matcha. Their glow formula, their red juice formula, all of their formulas are just incredible. I am blown away at how delicious they are. You're gonna love them. Your family are gonna love them. You can even serve them as a fabulous summer mocktail on the rocks. Use promo code BB and save 20% off now at Organifi.com/BB. You can also find that direct link on the beautyandthebiohacker.com favorites page. Enjoy today's episode.
Coming up on Beauty and the Biohacker.
If your skin is aging, if you're incurring DNA damage and senescent cells, which both of them are extremely cumulable in the skin, you are affecting your entire organism. You cannot have poorly functioning skin and have a optimally functioning brain, for example, or fill in the blank, whatever that is.
Welcome to Beauty and the Biohacker, where we explore the latest tools and trends in self-care, aesthetics, and peak performance to help you live your most beautiful life from the inside out. I'm your co-host, Rachel Varga, a board-certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 19,000 rejuvenation treatments performed on thousands of patients.
And I'm Katie Moore, a self-proclaimed biohacker with 3 years of self-experimenting in the space of health and wellness technology. I'm on a mission to help you achieve success without sacrificing your health or happiness through my YouTube channel, Katie Type A.
So join us as we sit down with some of the biggest innovators in the health space, the movers and shakers of the wellness world,
and unpack some of the biggest secrets in the skincare and longevity space. We are Beauty and the Biohacker, and we're thrilled to have you along for the ride.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode on Beauty and the Biohacker podcast. Katie and I are thrilled to share with you one of our quickly becoming a favorite humans. We have Amitai Eshel. He's an entrepreneur in the biohacking and beauty field. He has executive roles in the health, wellness, and beauty industry for over a decade, as well as being a business development consultant in the space. As co-founder and CEO of Young Goose, the biohacking skincare company, and host of the Young Goose's Biohacking Beauty podcast, Amitai has been making waves in his industry through education and innovation. Young Goose embodies his two passions, performance optimization and skin health. He is in a wonderful company here, with products that boost the functions of natural rejuvenation processes in the skin. This is an exciting episode. And welcome, 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 Amitai Eshel. How are you today?
Very good. So happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So we need to find out what happened to the old goose.
The old goose, that's, all geese look young. And that is why we're called Young Goose. They all look the same. When we were researching our first product, which is our kind of hero product, it's an NAD boosting cream. We had a flock of geese under our window in the lab. And literally we were there for 5 years. So we saw like three generation of geese. They basically just mature and all look the same. So, I mean, they just go away at some point and don't come back. But aside from that, they always look great.
But this product was not tested on animals, just anybody out there, full disclosure, from what I know of.
The only animals it was tested on is us.
Yeah.
Consenting adults. Humans. That's good to know. So tell us about the story and how you got into creating Young Goose, which is a biohacking skincare brand, which obviously, as you know, it's pretty clear, biohacking is missing out on the skin stuff. And I think it's just brilliant what you're doing, creating topicals to then have not only a topical cellular effect, but also, you know, potentially a little bit of a systemic effect too. So tell us about your story, the history of your product development, and how it is serving the biohacking community.
Yeah, so it's a great question. And I think the way to think of skincare as a biohacking tool, because it is a biohacking tool to begin with, every skincare has a biohacking component to it, if you think of it. But unfortunately, for many, many years, due to the push of big money in skincare, maybe the last couple of years, a lot of celebrities came out with their own skincare line. But aside from that, it's mainly big money, big conglomerates that own skincare brands. And the way that they operate is not necessarily investing in education. They want to know what you're already, as a consumer, what you already are educated about. And they're going to make a product that corresponds with that. So what we got were products that are very diluted and are basically just the same product repackaged, maybe put, they put another very, very, very small amount of active ingredient there. So you're not getting any results from your skincare. People are pretty much disappointed, or they don't expect much from skincare, right? They wait for the next surgery, the next treatment, the next whatever. And skincare has become something maybe like that you need to do for maintenance, but it doesn't have to be like that. Obviously, taking care of our health it goes more than maintenance, right? What is biohacking? It's trying to change our biology, our the way our body functions, either, you know, through changing the environment outside of our body, inside of our body. And that is what we believe in as the world's first biohacking skincare. So I've been a biohacker for over a decade. I've consulted to many companies in this space, mainly like medical companies that are looking to shift into being a consumer-based product, B2C companies within the biohacking space. And within that journey, I found that a lot of people are biohacking, but their end result, what they really want to do is to get results in the way that they look, right? They maybe are doing ice baths, they're fasting, they're doing this and that, hyperbarics, whatever. But the end result, they want to look in the mirror and tell themselves, wow, I really love who I'm seeing, who I'm looking at. And so we just cut to the chase. We just made products that are delivering that. And instead of looking for the hottest word at the moment, we were looking at the hottest research at the moment. What are the best results we can get from molecules? And really translated them into topically available, bioavailable topicals. Another way to look at it, though, is taking products that are already in the market as far as the idea, a mask, a serum, a cream, retinol, whatever that is, and biohacking it and looking at the true purpose of that product and making sure we improve that through our biohacking tools that we have. So these are the two kind of, I don't want to say dichotomies, but these are the two, driving forces of us as a company.
This is so cool. I am really excited to kind of get a little bit nerdy with you, if you don't mind me poking the bear, sure, so to speak. I would love to find out why you chose NMN as opposed to, say, NR. And for anybody listening, these are two, somewhat popular longevity supplementations, nicotinamide riboside. And I'm not going to even pretend to remember what NMN stands for.
Mononucleotide.
Yeah, there you go. And so I take NMN orally, as per David Sinclair's suggestion, along with resveratrol every other day. I haven't noticed anything really, from ingesting it on skin. I'm curious, though, if I were to take that powder and turn it into a paste, what do you do to the NMN to make it absorbed through the skin?
Okay, so actually we use both. We use both NR and NMN. And to backtrack, I'm going to explain what we're doing to it because it's kind of important. But just to backtrack, the way that we believe you could biohack your skin is first through good habits, sleep, nutrition, exercise, whatever you do to keep yourself a healthy, optimized human. But then we need the next part of the pyramid is fueling repair processes, reparative processes. That's where NAD boosting comes into the picture. So NAD, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide plus is basically cellular fuel for many of the enzymes that are responsible for repair. Okay, so all the repair processes in the body, or 600 of them, rely on NAD. The problem is that NAD only exists inside our cells for almost exclusively inside the cell. And outside of our cells, it doesn't really exist. What exists are the building blocks, things that are much easier for the body to move around and then build NAD within the cell. You can imagine, I don't know, building Toyotas in Mexico. I don't know where they build them for the US, but they're not just going to ship Toyotas all over the place. It's much easier to shipping parts and rebuilding them somewhere, right? And if I had that streamlined operation where my company only knew how to ship parts of my car company around, if I just gave them a fully assembled car, they wouldn't have the ability to ship it around, okay? Or it would be more difficult. Our body kind of operates the same way. It has the specific highways to ship around these precursors. And that is why we use NR and NMN, which are the best, kind of easiest for the body to use precursors. And then these get shuttled. Actually, that's what it's called. They get shuttled into the cells. And that's where they are basically getting assembled into NAD+. Now, to your question, why can't we just take that powder and mix it into the cream and just put it on our face? The first of all, there are companies who do it. So if you Google NAD cream or whatever, you'll find a couple of companies or three companies that are doing it, but that's a gimmick. Do you remember how collagen used to be in every cream in the world? And then we found out, oh, that's fine. That's a good word. And that's really what we need more of in specific areas of our skin. But the skin doesn't have the way to take it from the outside when we just lather it on our skin into where it needs to go. We need to speak the body's language. And the same thing with these precursors. So first of all, they need to be smaller than our pores, and they are normally not. So what we're doing is we're nano-sizing them. And we also need them to be very stable. So David Sinclair, he really believes in NMN, and you mentioned NR. And why would there even be a debate? Because NR, or the ability to stabilize NR, is a few billion dollars industry that is patented. The molecule isn't patented because your body makes that molecule. It's impossible to patent that molecule, but the stabilization process is patented. And we use a different one because we use one that would be compatible with the skin and not ingestion, but making it so we lyophilize it. We coat it with a lipid layer, with a fat layer that your skin kind of knows how to unpack like a gift. And then it shuttles those precursors into your cells where they build NAD. Now, you asked me about why am I not getting those skin benefits when I supplement on NAD or NAD precursors such as NMN or NR. The answer is research shows us that 95% of that molecule you've ingested, the direct translation into NAD is happening and staying in the liver. So your liver is getting amazing rejuvenation effects. And obviously that's going to affect your entire body, but the rest of your body settles for 5%. And that's all. There's also a hierarchy. So then it goes to our muscles, brain, heart, etc. Our skin, which is a huge organ, gets extremely little amounts. And again, it disperses throughout that organ. And the skin actually needs the most NAD because NAD, as I said, it fuels repair processes, right? There has just been a research that come out, I think in the last month, showing that most of what we call aging in the skin that is not the same as other parts of our body because the skin gets DNA damage from outside elements such as obviously UV, but also pollution. Also, we're talking right now and we have blue light shining at us. That also creates DNA damage. So that actually depletes NAD levels. they show correlations with long COVID and NAD depletion. So NAD is really needed every time the body needs energy to repair itself. And that is why we need something that raises NAD specifically in the skin, because the skin, again, especially if we want repair in a specific place, right? If we imagine if we even had a pill that goes directly to the skin, you wouldn't be able to tell that pill to supply more NAD to to the crow's feet and not to the top of your foot or whatever, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm super into an interview when I just be quiet, because I recognize when I'm in the presence of someone who I can learn a lot from. And Amitai, I'm really looking forward to, you said that the Young Goose shipment of products are coming to my house today.
Yeah.
So by the time this goes live, I will have been able to use the products. And I'm always looking for new products and innovative products to support my clients. I work with like 13 different brands. I always mix and match, find the duds, the superstars, weed through that for my clients. And I'm really excited to try your products. Some of the things that my clients will say to me, actually, one of my clients just the other day in a session, she said, I pick up a product and I'm really hoping it's going to do what it says on the back of the box, but then it doesn't. And I just think that this is really smart what you're doing by giving the skin products that are cofactors for healthy skin cellular processes, mm-hmm. and to, of course, support and speed up the skin cell cycle, which does get a little bit sluggish as we age. And Amitai and I did a pretty big deep dive also on the Rachel Varga podcast too, where we actually met for the first time. So this is the second time we're connecting. So I have some more questions for you. In this episode. So do you mean lyophilization or liposomal?
So we lyophilize the product, but the product itself is liposomally wrapped. Okay. Liposome
Yeah. So what that does, everyone who's like, what does this mean? Like nanotechnology and skincare, you need to give these agents a delivery system into the skin cell itself. So this is how we do it. We wrap it up and then it can actually make its way into the skin cell for these different various cofactors to then be received. This makes perfect sense to add this type of care into a biohacking stack to literally start to feed the largest organ of your body. And when we chatted before, you mentioned that one of your favorite supplements was omega. I'll 100% echo that. Antioxidants, omega. When I really bump up my intake and I take my antioxidant immune health stacks, my skin reaps the benefit. So coupling it both internally and also topically is really quite important. So nanotechnology has had a little bit of flack in the skincare industry with things getting sort of like too deep in the body. But I'm assuming there is a bit of like a time release component with your products, which is pretty typical for lyophilization or liposomal type of delivery. But what are your thoughts on this upcoming trend on gene editing and skincare? I had someone's PR agent, I have a lot of people's PR people reach out to me and say, hey, we want to have this person on the show. And I like to determine if I think someone's like a serial entrepreneur. Katie, you taught me this as a professionally trained journalist. So when you hear about some of these new innovative skincare products that are focusing on editing your genes, does that kind of set off a couple alarm bells for you, Amitai?
It's, I think it's convoluted, to be honest with you. And it's not to say that it doesn't work or that it in the future, we're not going to see something more advanced than what's happening right now. But to me, gene editing right now is almost like saying the word Botox. Again, which obviously no one's going to argue that Botox doesn't work, right? But we have many, 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 many different genes that are basically are intertwined, and their action affects another gene affects, or there are many genes that kind of do the same things in different parts of the body. And the ability to edit a specific, do you remember like that fad that said, oh, there's the warrior gene. Do you have the warrior gene or you don't? That doesn't work like that. There are families of genes. It's extremely deceptive to say we can edit a specific gene and then affect completely how that person looks or how the person's going to look in the long time. And exactly like Botox, you're really talking about something that is going to be very, very short-lived, because we're not editing epigenetics per se. We're just editing genes. So that's number one. It is very, very, very difficult to affect the entire organism by editing, by having a silver bullet of gene editing. That's number one. Number two, what I would have liked to see maybe in place of gene editing is what we're doing, but we're only one company. There is a lot of place to do it, is hormetically changing epigenetics. So what we're doing is we are kind of mimicking natural signals that a body or the skin, the body is going to experience and ramp up its regenerative processes or the expression of a series of genes. And then that can be a much more holistic approach to affect how our genes function. So we have a serum, it's called ProCare, which is basically our kind of maybe more advanced, most advanced anti-aging product. And what it does, it ramps up the activity of 14 different genes, but we're doing it with one molecule. How can we do that? This is a cue for the body to, you know, to kind of reboot its youthful state and then create more of the molecules that are being expressed in a younger skin. And that is much more efficacious in the long run, if you could do it on a daily basis, than editing something once and thinking it's going to last forever. As a general rule for me in biohacking in life, our body responds to low levels of continuous stress or challenge or whatever much better than it responds to one-time silver bullets or high levels of repair and stress 99.9% of the time.
I mean, this is the thing about the biohacking world that has really disturbed me over the last, you know, 5-10 years, is like people latch onto these concepts, these ideas, you know, things like gene editing, right? And then all of a sudden it becomes a marketing term. And then everyone is somehow subtly using it in their products, kind of coming back to what you said about the collagen. And it irks me because it feels like, oh my gosh, like this one person had one good experience or was paid to say that this gene editing cream worked really well for them. And then all of a sudden, all their friends are saying, oh yeah, did you try the gene editing thing? And it's like, whoa, 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 misinformation alert. Like, come on, let's all get back to basics and talk about like what's like the way you explained it is perfectly clear and very simple. Like to be able to do that in a silver bullet way for your whole body, like near almost impossible. We can get there someday, but not right now. So stop putting that stuff in your products. And I just wanted to make that very clear how much this frustrates, I'm sure, everyone on this call. But yeah, coming back to the biohacking thing, like what, I mean, obviously there is a lot of misinformation in that world, as there are in any health and fitness space. But what do you think is actually missing from the biohacking space that you haven't seen? And I'm sure this is going to tie into what Young Goose is doing.
Yeah. So obviously we're trying to resolve what is missing within the beauty space, right? And that's what we're more aware of. What we're trying to do, especially through education, is tying everything back to the skin, but as an example, how things can be tied in together, okay? What I mean by that is, I'm trying to take a person that is an expert in lymphatic drainage and explain how lowering the toxicity or the toxic load in the body will affect your skin in the end. But obviously, if you are an athletically declined person, if you are solving mathematical riddles in, you know, and that's what you care about, wherever your ego is parked, I call it, whatever is your driving force, it is going to tie up to a holistic approach to health. And I think what happens is that dance is happening in biohacking in probably in any wellness-oriented industry, is a dance of understanding that everything will improve if we improve our overall health, and then the craving to, you know, to getting drawn to improving specifically what we care about. And then we realize again that we need to improve the entire organism for that to really happen, and back and forth and back and forth. I remember when I was, I don't know, 17, 18, and I was starting to lift weights, and there were like the skinny legged people in the gym. And I remember this huge bodybuilder lecturing another pretty big bodybuilder, but not as big, lecturing him and telling him, well, if you're not going to do your legs, your body will inhibit growth in other areas. Like your legs have to grow in order for you to grow your fill in the blank, your biceps or whatever. And obviously that ties into any other process in the body. If we're going to go back to the liver, if your liver is not going to function optimally or is going to be, you know, whatever, inflamed or whatever that is going to really affect your entire organism. And when I go and speak at conferences or whatever that is, my approach or the plan for the next year or 2 years is doing the opposite, is saying, you know, guys, if your skin, by the way, is a driver of overall aging, if your skin is aging, if you're incurring DNA damage and senescent cells, which both of them are extremely cumulable in the skin, you are affecting your entire organism. You cannot have poorly functioning skin and have a optimally functioning brain, for example, or fill in the blank, whatever that is. That's what I feel is missing. Tying everything back together, understanding we're an entire organism affecting the body as a whole, and then figuring out how we have maybe small refinements for a specific need.
Rachel, weren't we just talking about this like last week, where it's like you never see somebody with good skin that eats poorly, right?
No, never. I mean, it's going to catch up with them. And same with living that ishy lifestyle, like you're talking about, drinking alcohol. Heck, I haven't had a sip of alcohol in quite a few months. And, you know, I feel really good mentally. I feel sharp as ever. I primarily, as you guys know, do biohacking to assist with reducing pain and headaches from previous accidents. But at the same time, I'm getting the best skin of my life. And when those accidents happened, oh my gosh, did I have just breakouts of acne on my face, on my neck. It was quite remarkable, actually, what my skin showed me, because there was quite a bit of inflammation and injury that was happening. And my brain got rocked a little bit too. And the brain is basically the control center. The pineal gland and the brain control absolutely every organ of your body. And the largest organ of the body is the skin. So when we're looking at living a healthy lifestyle, and you're creating a company, if you really want that company to be successful, especially in the biohacking space where you're working with a lot of highly discerning clients, I meet with clients all the time. They could be, you know, newbies to biohackers, or they can be advanced and will nerd out. It's super fun. But they're not going to get the same results from skincare and rejuvenation, dermal rolling, if they're, you know, drinking and smoking and not eating right. And I've seen this with my clients time and time again, where they can throw all the money in the world at me and see me almost every week or two for rejuvenation. And it's just not working. And then I see people in their 60s to 80s, and they live a really great lifestyle, and they're meeting with me for the first time. It's just quite remarkable, the difference and contrast with people that I work with and meet and observe. And so what I love about you, Amitai, is that you also have a podcast and a show. And, you know, I do as well. There's some really cool parallels and overlaps with Amitai and I, everybody. It's kind of like, it's just really fun connecting with, you know, fellow like-minded individuals in the space. And I truly believe to have a successful company, you have to walk the walk, you got to talk the talk. And why not put out additional resources to help your clients and customers and audience members live their best life? So why is it important for you that Young Goose have its own show and podcast?
Well, I think you've kind of answered the question by explaining that connection you just have, but I'm even going to refine it more and explain maybe how we look at it. First of all, it's important because no one's going to have good skin just by using products, as you said. Okay, it's impossible. It is impossible.
Wait, this is a news alert to me. It's impossible?
Impossible. Really? Okay. The reason it is impossible, it's because whatever you have, if you have good skin right now, you're actually enjoying good habits that you've had. You're whatever you're doing wrong right now, you're going to be paying for in the future. Obviously, if I'm going to tell you that it is impossible to have a healthy body while eating McDonald's as your main food source, and then you're going to say, I don't know about that. I just had McDonald's and I'm feeling great. That's fine. But you've probably maintained your health until that point, right? But we as humans were really, really, really poor at understanding the accumulation of small decisions that accumulate over time. So I think that's an imperative. Being that good angel on the shoulder of that person all the time, kind of dripping in their ear, that they need to have a better control on their micro decisions, to me is actually the best thing someone can do to the world. And obviously, if I understand the idea of skin aging and I can talk through that lens, that is just my lens to affect your micro decisions. But I think is something that maybe would tie it up better for people is that, do you know that they did a research on children and the way that they grow? And they don't grow linearly. They don't grow every day by, you know, a fraction of an inch. That's not how it works. They're going to measure them for a couple of days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, and they're not going to grow at all. And then literally overnight, they're going to grow a significant amount. And unfortunately, that's also how aging works, okay? We're not aging every day just a little bit. What is happening is that we are maintaining our health in order to withstand whatever major challenge is coming later on in a much better way, whether it is a night of bad sleep, whether it is radiation that we got exposed to and we were not even aware of, whether it is, unfortunately, sometimes these are accidents, surgeries, whatever that is, but we're not aging linearly. So the idea is to make sure that we make micro decisions right now that improve who we are dealing with the challenge, whether we know it's coming or not. Most of the time, obviously, we don't know that it's coming.
Yeah, and just to add to that, there are so many ways now that we can also measure these things and start to quantify and understand where we're at. I mean, there's biological age tests, right, that are methylation-based tests. There's HRV scores. There's blood work that you can do. So there are ways to just sort of put the pieces of the puzzle together and track over time. So it's not like you turn, you know, a certain age and then you're like, oh my gosh, what happened? You know, I feel like everything's messed up. It's like, no, if you're keeping up on it and you're measuring and tracking over time, you can start to see when things start to shift, you know? Yeah. Anyway, I just, I'm fascinated. I think we're going to need to do a round two because I have so many more questions and I know we're up on time, but anything else that we can kind of leave as a little breadcrumb for our listeners to come back and maybe they'll go and explore your podcast? Any other closing words you want to say?
Well, the only thing maybe I mentioned the way that we perceive skin health in general in that pyramid. So we just mentioned the two major ones, which is good, healthy lifestyle that leads to general good health and then fueling those repair processes. I would like to say that the next part of the pyramid, a smaller part, but still a part, is, you know, correct stress and stimulation. And then the last one is protection. Protection should be obviously mainly physical, wearing different things, you know, making sure we absorb sunlight in the right time of day, etc., which obviously anyone can Google and figure out what I'm saying. But it's very important to kind of make sure that we understand these are all habits, okay? It's a lot to take in, but every small step counts. And in 7 years, whoever you are right now is going to be a completely different person because every cell in your body changed. So from this moment on, you're literally making that person 7 years from now. So just make the best decision for that.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, thank you so much for hanging out here on the show. And one of the things that I like to use the podcast platforms for is on the Rachel Varga podcast, it's almost like daily hits of, okay, you need to do this today. You need to do this. Here's an update and, you know, my world to extend to you. And then Beauty and the Biohacker podcast, we really nerd out and do a bit of a more of a biohacking deep dive, a little bit more advanced for some audience members. So that's why you're here. And if you'd like to learn more about today's episode, check out the show notes for exclusive savings on Young Goose. And as a thank you for listening to today's episode, there are some ways to save. And email us any questions and comments you have about today's show over at beautyandthebiohacker.com, where you can actually email Katie and I directly there and check out some of our favorite things on the beautyandthebiohacker.com/favorites page as well. Amitai, it was a pleasure having you on the show. We can't wait to, you know, future collaborate with you more. And also, I'm excited for my Young Goose shipment that I'm going to get started and try with today. And trust me, I'll be reporting back. And I look forward to hopefully integrating some of your products actually into my client care and all of that. And thanks for doing the work that you do. It's really obvious that you are a person of integrity. You have passion and you can't teach passion, as Katie and I have been told recently. And it's just so nice for us to connect with, you know, like-minded humans that are on a similar mission. So thank you for what you're doing.
The pleasure is all mine. All mine.
Yeah. Keep feeding those geese, please. They look great. They're doing really well. They're looking more youthful these days.
We're going to feed them only with sourdough and gluten-free rolls. No problem.
Amazing. It was so nice to meet you. And I can't wait for part two for sure. This will super fun.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into Beauty and the Biohacker today. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave a comment or share it on your social media account and we'll give you a shout out. And don't forget to head over to beautyandthebiohacker.com to check out all our episodes and our favorites page, where we include our curated list of products with special discount codes just for you guys. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter because we're sharing some exclusive content and giveaways you won't want to miss.